Commander Norton remembered those first TV transmissions, which he had replayed so many times, during the final minutes of the rendezvous. But there was one thing no electronic image could possibly convey, and that was Rama's overwhelming size. He had never received such an impression when landing on a natural body like the Moon or Mars. Those were worlds, and one expected them to be big. Yet he had also landed on Jupiter 8, which was slightly larger than Rama, and that had seemed quite a small object. It was very easy to resolve the paradox. His judgment was wholly altered by the fact that this was an artifact, millions of times heavier than anything that man had ever put into space. The mass of Rama was at least 10 million tons. To any spaceman, that was not only an awe-inspiring, but a terrifying thought. No wonder that he sometimes felt a sense of insignificance, and even depression, as that cylinder of sculptured, ageless metal filled more and more of the sky. There was also a sense of danger here that was wholly novel to his experience. In every earlier landing, he had known what to expect. There was always the possibility of accident, but never of surprise. With Rama, surprise was the only certainty. Now, Endeavour was hovering less than 1,000 meters above the north pole of the cylinder, at the very center of the slowly turning disk.